Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That's right. We're riding with the king here on the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Julian, joining us right now to talk about an Eagles victory over the Green Bay Packers and the NFL across the league in week one. Howard Eskin. Howard, how are we doing today?
Oh, just great. The NFL, was that Division II or Division III football around the NFL on Sunday?
You know what it was? A lot of teams that don't play in the preseason, they use the first game of the year to get the rust off.
Well, you don't have a lot of practice anymore either. So you have practice, but, you know, we're talking practice here, but they don't have as much. I don't know. And I think, I don't know if there's enough good quarterbacks around the league. And that's the other thing. When, you know, these guys coming out of college and, you know, Hugh Douglas is not, you know, again, not correct on evaluating a talent in Bryce Young, but
we're moving to all-time bust category with him. He's
is he 5'6" or 5'7"? Bryce Young.
I'm not even sure if he's that.
Probably 5.
He looks like a kid out there among adults.
I know, it's a joke. It's just, and Caleb Williams. Tell me the last USC quarterback that was a star in the NFL.
Palmer. Yeah, Palmer's the one.
Yeah, Carson Palmer for what, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
That was it. The Bears stink. But, you know, when you don't score a touchdown on offense and you still win the game, and they're down 17 now. That's just amazing. But, you know, it's the quality of the quarterback. There's a lot of quarterbacks that everybody thinks are stars coming out of college, but it's a different game. Boy, it's faster. It's more. Even the bad teams have talent. So, but whatever. You know, the Eagles did the things that they had to do, and that's all that counts. And I've got to admit that I was I overvalued the quality of Green Bay a little bit too. I think they're okay. They're a good team, but they're not one of the elite teams in the NFC.
Okay. No, they don't look like it. And now their quarterback is banged up, so we'll see where their season goes. Howard, and now that you've had a couple days to kind of think about it, what did you make of Jalen Hurts' performance on Friday? There was some good, obviously, but then there were also some bad plays. I mean, he had two picks, two fumbles, and then there were two more throws that were nearly picked that could have went the other way. What did you make of what Jalen did Friday, first game, new offense?
The good, bad, and the ugly. I'm not talking about Hugh Douglas on the last part of it. It's just he had really nice throws, but then the two interceptions were that's just bad mistakes. And then the one that didn't get picked off that could have been a pick six. I mean, he's throwing to a receiver and he's covered. The defender is right there. I don't know what's in his mind, and I don't know that we'll ever know what he was looking at or what he was thinking. But he had some good throws. I mean, obviously the throw and catch to Barkley was really, really nice. Had some nice throws in some tight windows to other receivers. You know, you always say you got to clean up the mistakes, and he's just got to clean up throwing across his body. He's gotten away with some times, but. You know, I heard a caller say, well, AJ slipped and he could have fought. Was that OG, you know?
Yeah, useless? Oh, yeah. Well, yes, it was.
OG useless is what I now call him because he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. But the reality is, you don't throw into that kind of coverage. You either run out of bounds or you throw it out of bounds. You just suck it up. You gotta move on. You can't throw an interception in the red zone. But nonetheless, the defense, I thought, even though the other team scored. 29 points, the defense played well. And the game was won by the Eagles when they stopped them after the two turnovers early. I mean, the game was over because when Green Bay, you don't score at least one touchdown off of those two turnovers, they're cooked. So I thought the defense, for the most part, did a pretty good job, even though you see all those points. So the Eagles are still a good team, and if the quarterback does the things that I think people expect him getting a little bit better on some of his decision-making, they're going to be a good team. When you look at – now you look at the other teams that they play. You see Atlanta. That's their next opponent. They stink. Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins. They stink. And then you play Cincinnati along the way, and you know, they always get off to a bad start, but they may not be as tough as we thought they were. And the Giants, that's two wins. You don't even have to play the game. They should call the game off at halftime when you play the Giants. They suck. Boy, they suck. And Danny Penny's is horrible.
He's probably not even their quarterback by the time we play him. I mean, they're going to bench him. I mean, he stinks.
So you look at the games that they have, and they're going to have some tough games. There's no question. New Orleans, I don't know, because they played a horrible team. But they're going to have some tough games. But the reality is, you know, Matthew Stafford. Now I thought the Rams would be a good team. But Matthew Stafford may not even be healthy by the time they play them in December. So when I look at the, you know, down the line, and I know the players say they look at one game at a time. That's nonsense. But you got to look at it. They may not be as good if Matthew Stafford is not healthy. And he always seems to find problems, and he didn't have his best game last night. So, and I don't think Detroit's as good as people think they are.
But they might be the best in the NFC along with the Eagles right now. I mean, we'll see San Francisco tonight. Howard, one team we didn't mention there. I'm curious, what was your takeaway watching Dallas yesterday? Because you can look at it one of two ways. Dallas is good again, and that defense is good again, or Deshaun Watson is just completely cooked, and he's terrible now.
Okay. Deshaun Watson is brutal. He is done. And they still owe him $138 million over the next 3 years. And just a message to you, Douglas, when you say these guys got to get their money and all that, they're outperforming their contract. Well, is Deshaun Watson going to give back that money? Because
nope.
He's so underperformed his contract.
But you know what's funny? About Deshaun Watson, I'm pretty sure all the other quarterbacks that are getting all this other crazy money are happy that they gave it to him because he got everybody else paid.
Yeah, I know. It screwed up. It really screwed up everything. But to answer your question, Joe, about Dallas, I heard a caller earlier say, oh, the Dallas defensive line is, you know, better than the Eagles. Well, other than Parsons, did they really show you that much? And here's the other thing. Cleveland was missing both their tackles.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
Yeah, so Parsons bounces back and forth. And, you know, the Eagles just shut his rear end down. You know, Mr. D, you know, he thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, give me a break. Micah Parsons will be shut down by the Eagles. Now, did Dak Prescott play well? Yeah, but he had under 200 yards passing. I think it was more Cleveland than it was the Cowboys. You know, the Cowboys are a good team, but I don't worry about the Cowboys in the regular season because when it comes to the playoffs, they just choke. They're just done. They're done. And everybody praising Mike McCarthy and his – what did he do? What did he do?
Well, they won. I mean, that's all. They just won a game.
They won against the Cleveland team who's got – they're not going to be that good.
No, they'll be bad.
Deshaun Watson missing their two starting tackles for this game. So I don't know about Cleveland as long as Deshaun Watson is. They have a couple of good young quarterbacks, I think Cleveland does. But I wouldn't be shocked by midway through the season that Deshaun Watson is not their starting quarterback.
Well, let's hope they just keep him as their starter until they play the Eagles in Week 5. Let's get that victory.
Dallas played at best an average team yesterday. So let's not get caught up in the Cowboys yet. And I don't really care about the regular season with the Cowboys because we know what happens in the playoffs. It's already written down. It's already there that they're going to choke in the playoffs. You know, I didn't realize that Dak Prescott's only two wins in the playoffs, he's 2-5, are both wild card wins. So, and then they lost at home to Green Bay last year.
Mm-hmm, by a lot. They got blown out.
Yeah. So what is Dallas always finds a way to screw it up.
Dallas things.
They do. Yeah, all right, Howard, let's end with this. Saquon was the story on Friday night. Do you expect the Eagles to keep feeding him at a pretty high level? That was more than normal for an Eagles running back. 26 touches. Do you think they're going to – no, 26 is a lot. But do you think they're going to use him a lot each week, more than they used to use their running backs?
Well, the one thing they really have to be careful of is you can't just keep on, you know, feeding him – when you have 17 games, plus the Eagles assume they're going to play more than one playoff game. So you got to keep him healthy. I think his 20 to 23 touches is kind of a good area. What did he run the ball, 24 times?
Yeah, 24 and then the two catches.
Yeah, I 24 times. You know, one of them, the touchdown, he wasn't touched. Green Bay just let him go through it, looked like. But he really did a great job and a great catch. And there's no question how good he is. Because he's now playing with a good team, but he's you don't want to say he's got to stay healthy, but you want to make sure it's with everybody. They got to stay healthy, but there's no question how good he is. But I don't think you can overdo the running game. Even though he had 24 runs, it didn't seem that way because they still passed the ball more than they ran the ball, and I still say this: you got it. They're going to have to score points. In the NFL, you're going to have to score points. Teams that scored 21 or less usually don't win the games. Now, there was a couple that won yesterday against really bad teams. You don't win the games when that happens. I mean, look at L.A. They scored 20 points. They didn't win the game. That's just one game. So I think you got to score points, and I still think you're going to have to pass the ball. And the receivers are so good. And we're not even looking at the tight end. The tight end is really good. I still think they got to pass the ball, and I think Saquon will get the ball, but not at the level he got at the first game.
All right, Howard, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon, Howard. Have a good week, all right?
Yeah, and can't wait to talk to Brandon Graham tonight. You know, this is the first time that I'm going to work with my son doing a show.
Are you ready?
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know.
I have a moment.
Is he ready? Is Brandon Graham ready? He's the one that has to handle the two of you.
He's between the both of us.
Yeah, actually, I feel bad for Brandon, if we're being honest. I mean, he's got to deal with that. That's a lot. Howard, we'll be listening tonight, all right?
All right,
there we go. Yes, the first Brandon Graham show of the season tonight at Chickie's with Spike and Howard and Brandon Graham.
That should be fun.
I can't wait. 215-592-9494 for all your phone calls come to the side. Let's talk about that win. What stood out to you the most? And I'll give you one of the things that stood out to me the most, maybe the most positive out-of-nowhere Eagle performance in a very, very long time. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Back goes Willis. He slips. He starts to get up.
He's down.
He is down, and the game is over. Eagles 34, Packers 29. Zach Bourne with a second sack.
You talk about an MVP defensively. Zach Bourne has been all over the field tonight, and what a well of a game he's had as an Eagle on his very first game in an Eagles uniform.
What a game. Zach Bourne Friday night. 15 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss. And if you go watch the replay of the Reed Blankenship interception, he got dropped into coverage there. He rerouted that tight end, let Reed come and make the play. So, Hugh, it was obviously a great first impression for Zach Bourne here. And, I mean, it now begs the question this. One, can this? How good is Zach Bourne? Let's just start there. Because Zach, when they signed him, 1-year deal, right? If my memory serves, I think they signed him the first day or two of free agency. But
something like that, but it went under the radar.
Right, Saquon and Bryce Huff, right? That it got just in the wash. Like, oh yeah, they signed a linebacker from where? The Saints, 1-year deal, who cares? Hugh, he was their best defensive player on Friday. Should we redo our expectations? I'm not trying to say he's going to be this good every game, but like, do we have a real linebacker now?
It feels like it. It feels like he took advantage of the situation that was presented to him, and that's always a good thing. You know, when you go out there and you ball out the way that he did, man, and you just try to keep it going. You know, there was a lot that happened that put these guys behind the eight ball for the most part, and I think they responded well. That's the biggest thing that I take from it. I mean, you know, I know I'm being Captain Obvious when I say nobody wants to start a game like that, but it's a big deal. To be backed up like that and only give up 6 points?
Yes.
With no pass, like, no pass rush, young-ass secondary, journeyman linebackers, and to go out there and do that, that's pretty impressive. And that's coaching. That is coaching. Because you saw a couple times where they looked like the Keystone Cops, but they got it together, and nobody lost their composure, and they were able to get it done.
I'm glad you brought up the coaching, because when they hired Vic Fangio, we brought on Patrick Willis on the show, and he talked about how much he helped him. And obviously, Patrick Willis is a Hall of Famer and a great player, but he was helped by Vic Fangio. You go through Vic Fangio's history, linebackers have their best years with him. I mean, go everywhere he was, in every stop for Vic Fangio, there's a linebacker or two that kind of emerges into a star, whether it be Sam Mills or way back in the day in New Orleans, or Willis and Bowman. I mean, just Roquan Smith when he got to Chicago, all of these guys. And I just, when I watched the game Friday, I felt like I was watching a Pro Bowl player. He did everything on the field, Zach Bourne. I know it's just one game. He's got
spatial awareness, man.
Everything. He got off blocks. He played the run. He got it to the quarterback. He was in coverage. I was so impressed. And now I have to ask you this question, Hugh, and you might find this difficult to answer because you're part of the question.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the most dominant game by a number 53 in an Eagles uniform ever? I'm just asking. 15 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss. 2 quarterback hits. I don't know, Hugh. I mean, I know you had some good games here, but 15 tackles, 2 sacks?
It is kind of reminiscent of back in the day when I got here and, you know, you went out to San Diego.
When you had 4 sacks?
Four and a half.
4.5. So, excuse me.
4.5. I mean, Zach balled out. I gave him his props. I mean, and it's still being written for him. So I'll give him the benefit of that. I want to see more from Zach, but it's a great start. That's a great start in Eagles uniform.
It's
no
a heck of
question
a start.
About
it's
that.
It's by far the best game I've seen an Eagles linebacker play since Nigel Bradham when he first got here. He had some good games. Kyle, where do you come down? I'm looking at the 53s in Eagles history. Obviously, Hugh is the top 53.
Leave Hugh alone, man.
No, I'm just asking question, okay?
So you can ask questions.
Hugh's the gold standard for 53. Nigel Bradham did a good job for a while. We've also had some, you know, pretty nondescript 53s run around here, like Shaq Leonard.
Oh, God.
Najee Good.
Wait a minute. Romanowski?
Bill Romanowski, 94, 95.
Bradham was a 53.
Bradham, right, yes. So Bradham, Bond now for one game, and Hugh, that's kind of your, and Romanowski for a couple years. So where do you come down of an all-time 53 game there on Friday?
I got to give it to the 4.5 sacks, man. That's just, like, that kind of performance off the edge.
Wait a second. They lost?
Yeah, we lost that game.
I'm just, can I point out?
That's why that really changes things. Yeah, you know what? I wasn't going to say nothing, but let's be fair.
Never mind. You sucked.
Yeah, we did lose that game.
So, we lost. Yours was against Ryan Leaf. This was against Jordan Love. I mean, Jordan Love's a good quarterback.
We lost that game.
I don't know.
I mean, well, coming off the edge is a little more impactful than
Zach Bourne came up clutch at the end. So
15 tackles. He did the run, the pass.
And they won. See, the biggest thing is they won. See, I did that in a losing effort. You know what I mean? It just
you lost him the game, Hill.
It just don't.
If only you would have had five sacks and not four and a half.
That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, probably could have won.
All right, fine. Give it to Zach Bond.
All right. Best performance by a 53 in an Eagles uniform. Bond 1, Douglas 2, and Bradham against the Panthers 3.
I'll put a poll up. We'll see.
All right, let's see what people think. 215-592-9494. All jokes aside about the number, he played a whale of a game. I mean,
no, he balled out, man. He balled out. He was, you know, because remember, we got a chance to talk to him. He kind of got in his feelings when I said defense is not that important.
He did. I'm a big Zach Bond fan for that.
He kind of gave me the middle finger on that one.
You know, and I believe when we had Zach Bond on for training camp, I did mention to him how many sacks you had in this uniform. It's just like tongue in cheek said, like that's the goal.
Yeah, and then he was like, no disrespect, OG, but I don't know the history. I'm like, no, it's cool.
Well, now here's a new history: the best 53 performance in an Eagles uniform.
Oh yeah, he balled out.
Bond.
Yeah. Yeah, I give him his props, though.
Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. And let's check into some of our polls here to start the show today. Number one, what's the biggest takeaway from the game Friday night? What stood out the most, that they won or Hurts' performance? 75% on the victory. They won. And I do like this result so far. What do you attribute Jalen's performance to more? The new offense, right? New scheme, new coordinator, or Elliott Shore Parks? Did Elliott jinx Jalen with all the interceptionless training camp stuff? Because he threw double the interceptions in one night than he did all of camp.
He did. That, and that's going to be a stickler for a lot of people, man. Brett Favre threw a lot of interceptions, too, and he went to a Super Bowl. That's all. I just wanted to put that out there.
Brett Favre won MVPs.
No, I'm just saying.
Three of them.
But yeah, Brett Favre also threw like 35 touchdowns a year.
Brett Favre threw a lot of picks.
Yeah, but you can't turn it over as much as Jalen has and put up 23 touchdowns in a season. Even that's not going to cut it.
When he was on his Hall of Fame run.
I'm just saying. Those are Kenny Pickett numbers by Jalen.
He threw a lot of picks.
Yeah, but that's Brett Favre.
No, I'm just saying.
He also made a lot of plays.
No, this is before he was a Hall of Famer. I'm just saying. He threw a lot of picks.
When Jalen wins three MVPs, he could throw up more.
You know, I just recall... You know, Jim Johnson saying in a meeting, hey, just be patient. He's going to throw it to you.
Yeah, but that's not who Jalen's supposed to be. Smart, efficient.
He's supposed to be, but I'm just like, I mean, picks are bad. I know that. But hell, Brett Favre threw a lot of them and he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he also had an arm that we don't quite have.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
I'm just giving you perspective.
You're just giving all the people out there who want to defend, you know, decisions.
No, I'm just saying. It was a bad. No.
OG Wade is pumping his fist right now in celebration.
I'm just giving you a frame of reference.
But somewhere in the office, as people are yelling at each other today about Jalen's performance, you know what someone's going to? Did you hear what Hugh said today?
Yeah.
He said Brett Favre threw picks.
And no, he did.
Checkmate.
The headline, Hugh Douglas, Jalen Hurts.
No, it was just that. No, I just thought it was funny because that year, they were calling Jameis 30 for 30. I was just like, wait a minute, Brett Favre threw a lot of picks. I think he had a 30 for 30 season.
Well, that's the foil to your Brett Favre comp. Is it Jameis Winston?
No,
the same
but I'm
type
just saying,
thing.
It was just, I know it's a different era.
Jameis didn't win the MVPs.
Take care of the football, but boy, Brett Favre threw a lot of picks.
Now, here is one thing I will say, and we can just call this defense of Jalen. Yesterday, if you look across the NFL, a lot of quarterbacks played poorly yesterday.
Yeah,
I mean, it was pretty bad. So yesterday we had only two 300-yard passers, and only 14 quarterbacks got to even 200 yards yesterday. There were 15 quarterbacks yesterday threw for less than 200 yards, or this week I should say, because there were a couple games Friday, obviously, and Thursday. That's a lot. I mean, now a couple of there were some young rookie quarterbacks playing. You kind of feel like that's going to happen once in a while with those guys. But like Kirk Cousins is not a rookie. Kyler Murray's not a rookie. Trevor Lawrence is not a rookie. Deshaun Watson is not a rookie. He's cooked. How about Joe Burrow? I mean, he stunk it up yesterday. So a lot of the passing games in the NFL were on ice yesterday. Jim in Center City. What's up, Jim?
Yo.
Jim.
Dude, what's happening?
What's up?
Hey,
man.
Jim.
So I'm going to start my comments with the following. Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kirk Cousins, Kyle Pitts. You know who took care of those four people yesterday? One guy, T.J. Watt, destroyed the entire game plan, destroyed the entire team.
Jumped offside a couple times, too. But they still
won. Extrapolate that to what the Eagles are lacking on the edge, and you can see how important that position is. So here's my proposal. #bring Hassan home. He won't play for the Jets. Don't give the Jets back a three. Give them back. Give them back a seven. Just to stick it in Hughes and Douglas's is nose. Give him back. Give him back a seven and bring Hassan
Jim.
Home. So I get somebody on the edge.
Jim, I like this movement. Let's do it. Let's go,
Jim. Before I ask you this question, before you, I talk about Hassan Reddick, are you high?
No, he's
no. I love it.
First of all,
he's
y'all
dead
need
right.
Okay. First of all, y'all need to calm down.
No,
because that's not gonna happen.
Why not?
It's not gonna happen.
Bring Hassan home.
Bring Hassan home.
First of all, Jim, you call up here. Get my partner all riled up about nothing.
Exactly.
It's not,
let's go, Howie!
Jim.
I'm excited.
It's not going to happen. Football season has started. We need to move on. Let's move on, shall we?
Absolutely not.
Move on. They have a $51 million edge rusher who got as many pressures as I did on Friday.
And we have to work with what we got, fellas. Leslie, Hassan Reddick has his own problem. We don't even know. Hassan Reddick ain't even come to the game tonight, which I was right about, by the way.
Exactly.
Just why we should
let y'all know.
Let's apologize and bring him back.
You weren't going to pay him here.
Yeah, we're saying sorry, Hugh, and paying him.
No, ain't nobody saying sorry.
Jim, hashtag it. We got to do
I'm sorry, Hassan.
My comments on Jalen, I think, to echo Joe, I think you're dead on it, Joe. If you look at, I mean, I taped NFL Red Zone yesterday because it was too beautiful not to be outside all day yesterday. But when I got home, I watched it all. And the quarterback play in the NFL yesterday was horrific. I mean, hashtag horrific, terrible. I mean, when you have Baker Mayfield as the best quarterback by far in the league yesterday, you know the quarterback play was horrific.
Yeah,
so
it really was. So,
Jalen, and see what he did compared to that. I thought Jalen did really well in an offense. And you know what? They always talked about, you know, we used to years ago talk about before 22, Jalen's intangibles.
Mm-hmm.
I think his intangibles showed in the game. He's a gamer, man. He knows how to win. Give him the weapons. Give him Saquon like they did. Give him AJ, and he wins. He's a winner.
Well, he is that, and he's been that since college. He is a winner. And late, he really made some plays with his legs and a couple good throws. Jim, we preached a phone call to Devontae to help seal that game. Yeah, to the Jim's point and what I was referencing yesterday, the league average passer rating was 84.9. It's pretty rough. I mean, that's 20 years ago quarterback play.
That was being sunk pretty heavily by Deshaun Watson.
Well,
and so
Bryce
maybe
Young,
had a 9
Bryce
quarterback
Young
rating.
Came in at 32.8. Danny Jones at 44.3.
Yeah, creepy.
And then Deshaun Watson at 51.1.
That will bring an average down.
Oh, my gosh. That's bad. Now, by the way, Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts both came in under that number on Friday. And they weren't bad like the other guys, but they were slightly below for this week. So I don't think Jim's thought on bring Hassan Reddick home is crazy.
It is crazy.
I'm all for it.
Because they're not going to do it.
Yeah, but this is the opportunity's knocking for Howie tonight. As Joe Douglas sits there and sweats when Brock Purdy's throwing touchdowns because Hassan Reddick's sitting at home laughing and getting fined $800,000 tonight. This is when Howie's got to make that phone call. Joe, I'll take your problem off your hands. Send him back.
I tell you what, man. Woo. I mean, I hear what y'all saying, but the Jets had a pretty damn good defense before Hassan got there. He was just another piece.
But they lost Huff and replaced him with Reddick.
Yeah, but Quinnen Williams and his brother, the linebacker, they got some guys they can hunt up front, man.
Forget about the Jets. Where was our pass rush on Friday?
It was there.
No, it wasn't.
Okay,
it was nowhere.
Okay,
You're lying.
I lied. It was one pressure.
It was non-existent.
No, but the secondary. Boy, that secondary.
Hassan Reddick plays for the D-line, last I checked.
So there's two.
That secondary, though. How about that secondary play?
All right, there's two ways to look at Friday. And then we did this a lot with games
last
year.
It was slippery.
It was slippery. Okay, that's one way. We could look at it that way. They were tough and they were gutty, right, to not allow the touchdown to the red zone. There's another world where if Jordan Love doesn't slip a couple times and they don't drop a couple passes. No, the Eagles give up 45 on Friday.
Yeah, it's a bunch of ifs out there.
Yeah, I know, but
it's
like
a whole lot of ifs.
When you don't get near the quarterback, those ifs some become.
I tell you what, TJ Watt was out there balling, but he jumped off sides a couple times. He was jumping the snap count. And they didn't adjust to that. The center did not adjust to that at all.
I would kill to have a T.J. Watt on this team, no matter how many times he jumps off sides.
I'm glad Jim brought that up, because we're going to play the Falcons next. And I think as the week goes on, we'll talk more about the game. There's going to be an assumption like, well, the Eagles are going to blow the Falcons out. They're not that good. They lost the Steelers.
They got pretty decent defense.
Well, they lost the Steelers because T.J. Watt wrecked the game. Who's our T.J. Watt next Monday?
Jalen Carter.
Okay. I mean, that'd be wonderful.
Jordan Davis needs to play better, too, by the way. I mean, I'm not down on him like most people are. but it was a couple times. He, you know, like, it don't go the way that they're trying to block you. You got to fight against that block. A couple times, he was on skates.
I thought, like, he was better fella. Early in the game. And
yeah,
then
come
then
on,
went.
Come on, big dog. Like if they're putting pressure on you, that means the play is probably coming the way that they're trying to move you out of. So you can't go with the block, man. You can't go with the block.
What do we make of what happened with the run defense? Early it was good. I thought the first few possessions, and then Josh Jacobs got going. Hugh, you concerned about that?
I was, and I was like, why didn't they just keep running the ball? Especially with the track being as bad as it was or as slippery as it was. If they had ran the ball, it probably would have been a different ball game.
They ran it 21 times for 163. It was a carry.
It was a bunch of miscues in that game last night. Like, I thought it was kind of interesting that you went for two as early as you did.
Yeah, I think LaFleur is kind of a dopey in-game coach. I don't think he knows what he's doing in the games.
Sirianni kind of coached circles around him in terms of, like, in-game decision-making.
I agree. Yeah, I thought the same thing.
I mean,
LaFleur is obviously a good play designer. And
yeah, it's interesting, huh?
What? Oh, you want Sirianni?
Well, just like, you know, it's the whole, what does Sirianni do here? I mean, we did see what he did here.
Went to that touch bush one time too many, though.
He was right on that.
Y'all did. They went to the touch bush one time too many, man.
Well, why is it one time too many? Just because they didn't succeed? They fumbled a snap.
Let the running back.
It's not Sirianni's fault.
But didn't it get stopped once before that?
I think, yes, they did. Yeah. I mean, look, you could maybe give Saquon the ball a little bit more in that situation, but it almost, like, at a certain point when the tush push is that successful, doesn't it seem counterproductive to, like, run backwards to hand off a football when you could just dive forward and get a yard?
But it wasn't that productive the other night, though. I keep saying last night, but the other night.
New center. They'll work it out.
I'm not that worried about the center exchange stuff. They'll figure that. That's they got to figure that together. Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, Josh.
Monday.
What's up, buddy?
All right, so let me get my note out, because I took notes over the weekend. And, I mean, first things first, and you guys have been hitting on it. One of the things that I mentioned to you on Friday was where I was focused
notes,
up, right? Middle of the defense.
Yeah.
You know? Middle of the defense, right? I want to see Jordan Davis, right? I want to see those Mike linebacker. In this conversation, I mean, Bond. You know, all the way through the first quarter into the second quarter, he was the only guy on the field that had a dirty uniform. You know what I mean? He was hunting, and it was awesome. Now, Jordan Davis, we may be needing to put an APB out on him. Same with our boy Huff. However, Jalen Carter was getting held the whole damn game. Period.
He was. I mean, it was a lot. Yeah, I mean, you could tell, Josh.
I was always told, if you're getting held, that's your fault.
Well, but you're getting held. It's more difficult to make a play, is it not?
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, not to pull this card, but, like, being a former NFL defensive lineman, that's every time I would complain about being held, Tommy Brady would be like, hey, if he's holding you, that's your fault.
That's before you were plant-based, though.
Hey, wait, bring it back full circle.
Speaking of that,
I'm just saying, what's up?
Just to let you know, my friend, when you end up at the Golden Corral, they ain't using plant-based butter up there.
No, listen.
There's no chance they are.
I was told plant-based butter at the Golden Corral.
Listen, I was told that they also don't use to-go plates. And I was like, we've got to change that policy.
You can't have to-go plates at
a
buffet.
I'm
all you can eat while you're there.
Okay, well, you know what I'm about to do? I'm about to bring some Tupperware there. man. Listen, man.
You're destroying the
some of that food got to come home with me, Joe.
The business plan of a buffet. Means
some of that food got to come home with me, man.
No, all you can eat while you're in the building.
Man, because I was listening to what they had. We didn't got off track, didn't we? Okay,
yeah,
go back. Say what you got to say, Josh. My bad, because I'm about to get off track.
I'm interested to hear what you have to say. You better bet it, because I brought it up. So here's the thing, right? Jalen Hurts, too. Jalen Hurts. With all the criticism, this, that, and the other, right, in this new scheme, he's 100% going to work these kinks out. And, you know, you saw coming out of the half just a little bit of difference in his body language at the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is going to gain momentum, and I have absolutely zero concern because, again, week one and our offense, once it got the wheels underneath the wagon, was no joke. Everybody we got a stable full of thoroughbreds, for crying out loud. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
So So here's the thing. We six of 11. So we get points. We had the ball 11 times. We take points. We 6 points, or excuse me.
Don't worry about it. I do that every day. Don't worry about it. You got it.
Oh, man. You cooking, man. You cooking. Weekends on a huge.
Yeah, I got you, dog. You cooking, dog. We got you.
Yeah, I'm cooking. So Mekhi Becton, right? Never playing guard before. My man can play guard. Straight up. He played a hell of a game. A couple miscues at center. But I'm going to tell you what. That interior of the line, once they get going, they're going to be hunting too. And, you know, lastly, N'Kobe Dean. Couple mistakes. But I'm going to tell you what, he was out there hunting too. And I like that. I think it's promising. And for all the criticism that he's taken, man, let's see him ball out, because we know his boy Jordan Davis ain't worth a lick right now. And ooh, I'm going to be honest with you.
I think that is so strong.
Yeah, strong.
We're still searching for him. He's got to make some plays. Josh, man, we appreciate it, buddy. Good phone call. Here's the positives out of Jalen and why you should feel good about the offense moving forward. They scored 34 despite a lot of turnovers, right? Way too many turnovers. They put the ball on the ground. They threw intercepts. They still scored 34. Jalen Hurts with motion was 15 of 21 for and over 10 yards an attempt. He was really good when they had motion. He could see the field clearly. Mm-hmm. And Jalen Hurts against the blitz, that's as good as he's looked against the blitz in 2 years. That's the good. If he cleans up the mistakes, the mental errors, and stops throwing the ball in harm's way, they're going to score a lot of points. I don't know if it's Hugh Douglas's 30 or 35 points per game or 50,000, whatever he predicted, but they'll score a lot of points if Jalen...
I do throw some big numbers out there.
Yeah, sometimes. If they just protect the football, they will score a lot of points. All right, 215-592-9494. Your call is coming up next segment. Reacted to Friday's win, your biggest takeaway from the game. We'll get to the Phillies at 1, their magic number. Bryce Harper, not exactly in agreement with me on something I've been saying. We'll get to that as well. Midday show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. If you're losing more and more of your hair down the shower drain each day, or your hairline is disappearing, you need to visit my friend Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He will personally perform the most natural-looking hair restoration using cutting-edge artist robotic or NeoGraft FUE. Newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back, call Dr. Rafi at 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100, and get your confidence back. Or visit PhillyHairMD.com. That's PhillyHairMD.com.
in the gun. Hurts. Now he backs up again, says something to Barkley. Two receivers to the near side. Jahan Dotson to the far side. Hurts back. Hurts looking. Hurts looping it. And it is caught for a touchdown by Barkley.
Oh.
Barkley for a touchdown and a perfect pass as he beats Isaiah McDuffie.
That's the matchup you want to exploit.
And exploit it they did for a touchdown. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Zilli, one of three touchdowns for Saquon Barkley Friday night against the Green Bay Packers. The best debut we've seen around here in a long time. First Eagle to score three touchdowns, first game with the team since some guy named Terrell Owens back in 2004.
T.O. Yeah.
All right, let me ask you guys a question. I need some betting advice here, all right? By the way, speaking of betting advice, a certain show hit their parlay on Friday. Certain midday show hit their first FanDuel Sportsbook parlay on Friday. And I got to give us some credit for that one because we worked through some adversity there as we put that parlay together. You know, Hugh was, you were kind of waffling with us. You were wondering if we were on the right side of the Saquon number.
Well,
and we talked through it.
I was right, but I also was right on Kyle because I said I had a feeling Saquon was going to have a big day
on the ground,
rushing the ball.
Now, you were right, but he also got over the number received.
I had to talk you into, like, totally.
Yeah, because you thought I was
throwing that one away.
Sabotage. But
you did. We won the bet, so you almost did sabotage.
No, I'm saying, because I was like, you stepped in and you intervened, but I was just like, man, it just feels like he's going to have a big day.
Well, he did. Now, it was a healthy debate, and we landed on the right side of the parlay, so we're one for one. But I have another bet I'm wondering, I'm going to throw it by you guys. Saquon Barkley, 11-1 Offensive Player of the Year. Crazy? Not crazy?
Offensive player of the year?
Mm-hmm. 11-1.
I'll take that.
Look, I wouldn't have bet this before the season, but if he stays healthy, and they use him the way they used him, I mean, at least close to the way he used him Friday, I don't think he's going to get that many touches per game, he's going to put up monster numbers, and he could score a lot of touchdowns in this offense.
He's put teams on notice. Now, you know, going into this game or Atlanta coming into this game here in Philly, they're not going to let him do that.
No, I'm sure there'll be more emphasis on him.
It's going to be interesting to see how, you know, this could be a running back game. This could be a running back heavy game.
Bijan got a lot of carries yesterday. It could be Bijan against Saquon. I'm just saying if Jalen's going to continue to be a little bit shaky with turnovers, if I'm Kellen Moore, guess what I'm doing in the red zone? I'm handing the ball to that guy.
Yeah.
I'm giving it to Saquon. I'm not risking turnovers. I think Saquon could be off. You know, health is obviously the paramount, but you saw the bones of what could be a big, big season for him. Anthony is up on WIP. What's up, Anthony?
Guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, Anthony. Man? What's up, pal?
Hey, real quick, you guys are the best show on this station, man. I appreciate you and Kaja, and you guys keep my work day going when I'm way out here in South Florida.
Well, Anthony, we appreciate you listening, buddy. What are you feeling
phone,
today?
No.
Hey, listen.
We listen.
Mm-hmm.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
All right, let's put Anthony back on hold. I mean, we love him. He loves the show. We got to be able to hear him, though.
This is a mm-hmm. What'd you say, Joe? Mm-hmm.
Listen, mm-hmm. I'm listening. All right, let's get to Steve and Trenton here. What's up, Steve?
Steve.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? Good morning, everybody. Hey, you, Kyle. How you doing?
What's hey, up, Steve. Man? What's up, pal?
Kyle, you have a long birthday weekend or something? I haven't been hearing you too much today.
Well, I mean, just letting the guys react to the game.
He's doing his thing. Yeah, he usually,
more Kyle, noted.
You know, here's what Steve, here's what you'll notice. When it's a happy day, a lot of times you'll hear less from Kyle. When he's angry and mad, you hear more from Kyle.
Or if one of us say something he doesn't agree with.
Yeah, so today I guess we're saying enough nice things about a victory that he's happy. All right, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, the way I was, you know, first thing when I wanted to look at that game, how I wanted to evaluate it, was the Kellen Moore stuff. What is he going to change? Obviously, all the motion was great. I mean, that was helping us out. And then Jalen Hurts against the blitz was great. I love that one where he gave the out route to AJ. You know, he took the hit, but if he, you know, keeps making those passes and shows that he can handle the blitz like that, they're not going to be able to blitz him like that. So anyway, it was great. The only thing that I did see from last season that seemed to stick around that I haven't heard anybody talk about yet, a little too often it seems like Hurts gets those 4, 5, 6 seconds in the pocket. And he's looking downfield, and he still doesn't get the check down. That's the one thing that I was surprised. I felt like was the only issue with the turnover at the offense that's still there from last year, which makes me think that it's probably not an OC issue. It's probably Jalen. And it looks like Jalen, whenever he has that time, he's looking deep and he's holding it. I feel like with all the weapons we have, Goddard, Saquon, I'd rather dump that off and get some yards after the catch, but it seems like he's holding it still a little bit, and I wonder if that's something that's going to change, how they're going to work on that. But, you know, I'm not trying to focus on the negative because they did great, and the offense looked great with the Kellen Moore revamp, but I just wanted to hear you guys' take on that.
Yeah, Steve, well, we appreciate it, man. Good hearing from you. I liked a lot what I saw from Kellen Moore. Hugh, the motion, they got guys open easily.
Like, yeah.
Last year, that was so difficult, even though they had two great receivers. It felt like a challenge for them just to get guys open. You watch other teams. You watch the Rams. Like, you know, Cooper Kupp last night, he's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
But McVay gets him open. He gets him in space, and then he takes care of the rest. We didn't do that last year. But on Friday, they got guys open. Like, that touchdown to Saquon was a designed touchdown. All Hurts had to do was put it on the money, and he did. But we didn't have that last year.
Yeah, and I think part of that is because we have a legit threat at the running back spot, man, for whatever reason. And not trying to, you know, harp on the fact that we had a Pro Bowl running back here, but it was just different. You know, it wasn't Saquon Barkley. And for him to be the threat that he was, Swift was a good running back. But there were a lot of times, man, like I said, there was a lot left to be desired, it felt like, when he ran the football.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh, like yesterday, I agree with you. And yesterday, Swift had 10 carries for 30 yards. And he wasn't doing much yesterday. You know what might be the truth? Swift's just a product of good offensive lines. I'm not saying he's bad,
mm-hmm.
but he's not as good as his numbers. You notice the last year's the Lions and the Eagles both said we're good.
Yeah, because it's just different. It's different when you have a running back. Like, man, Saquon hit those holes the other night. And he caught that wheel route. Like, he made some things happen, and he's one of them cats, man. That as we progress through this season, like you said, Joe, if he stays healthy, you're going to look at – when you go into the game, you're going to be like, hey, they got a three-headed monster. Like, they got skinny Batman, they got big Batman, and they got that hammer back there toting the rock. That's a lot to defend. And after – like, it's going to progress to the point where you'll see that play action, that run read – and as a defender, it's going to freeze those linebackers, and it's going to allow those secondary players like Dallas Goedert to get behind people. The thing about this offense, because I heard somebody say something about the fact we didn't get Dallas Goedert that involved. First game of the season, man.
Also,
like, there's a lot that this offense is going to evolve.
Yes. Also, someone's got to be the fourth option.
Yeah.
And let's be real. He's the fourth option. I mean, like,
And some games he'll be the first. Because I'll say this. I would venture to say that they didn't go into this game thinking that Saquon Barkley was going to be the focal point. It just worked out that way.
And they wanted to close the game at the end.
Yes,
yeah.
It worked out that way because it's like, man, you got to ride the hot hand. Like, you can't be an offensive coordinator, in my opinion, that goes to the game and say, oh, you know what? Kind of like what Green Bay did. We throwing the ball no matter what because we got this quarterback we just gave all this money to. We got to justify that. They did. That's why they lost. They were running the ball well. Like, as the game progressed and you saw we were going tit for tat. We're going, they would score, we would score, they would score. Like, part of that was because they were running the ball.
They were.
They were running the ball with Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs had 16 carries for 84
yards.
The
other kid ran the ball in one possession, too, for well.
Yeah, what, Emmanuel Wilson?
Yeah, he had like 40 yards.
Yeah, 46, yeah. But it's like they ran for 163 yards. Like, if they would have stayed with the run – ain't no telling what we'd be talking about.
Well, it might be a different story today. That's for sure. 215-592-9495. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. Your reaction to the victory. Jalen Hurts is up and down performance. The game as the Eagles move to 1-0 with the win over the Packers. All right, 1 o'clock hour. Your calls. We'll look at the Phillies, who had kind of an uneven weekend. No one was paying attention yesterday, though they played like it. And, of course, a look around the NFL after week one. All coming your way on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Back goes Willis. He slips. He starts to get up.
He's down.
He is down, and the game is over. Eagles 34, Packers 29. Zach Bond with a second sack.
You talk about an MVP defensively. Zach Bond has been all over the field tonight, and what a well of a game he's had as an Eagle on his very first game in an Eagles uniform.
What a game. Zach Bond Friday night. 15 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss. And if you go watch the replay of the Reed Blankenship interception, he got dropped into coverage there. He rerouted that tight end, let Reed come and made the play. So, Hugh, it was obviously a great first impression for Zach Bond here. And, I mean, it now begs the question this. One, can this? How good is Zach Bond? Let's just start there. Because Zach, when they signed him, 1-year deal, right? If my memory serves, I think they signed him the first day or two of free agency.
But it went under the radar.
Right. Saquon and Bryce Huff, right? That it got just in the wash. Like, oh, yeah, they signed a linebacker from where? The Saints? 1-year deal? Who cares? Hugh, he was their best defensive player on Friday. Should we redo our expectations? I'm not trying to say he's going to be this good every game, but, like, do we have a real linebacker now?
It feels like it. It feels like he took advantage of the situation that was presented to him, and that's always a good thing. You know, when you go out there and you ball out the way that he did, man, and you just try to keep it going. You know, there was a lot that happened that put these guys behind the eight ball for the most part, and I think they responded well. That's the biggest thing that I take from it. I mean, you know, I know I'm being Captain Obvious when I say nobody wants to start a game like that, but it's a big deal to be backed up like that and only give up 6 points.
Yes.
With no pass rush, young ass secondary, journeyman linebackers, and to go out there and do that, that's pretty impressive. And that's coaching. That is coaching. Because you saw a couple times where they looked like the Keystone Cops, but they got it together. And nobody lost their composure, and they were able to get it done.
I'm glad you brought up the coaching, because when they hired Vic Fangio, we brought on Patrick Willis on the show, and he talked about how much he helped him. And obviously, Patrick Willis is a Hall of Famer and a great player, but he was helped by Vic Fangio. You go through Vic Fangio's history; linebackers have their best years with him. I mean, go everywhere he was, you know, every stop for Vic Fangio. There's a linebacker or two that kind of emerges into a star, whether it be Sam Mills or way back in the day in New Orleans or Willis and Bowman. I mean, just Roquan Smith when he got to Chicago, all of these guys. And I just, when I watched the game Friday, I felt like I was watching a Pro Bowl player. He did everything on the field, Zach Bond. I know it's just one game. He's got
spatial awareness, man.
Everything. He got off blocks. He played the run. He got it to the quarterback. He was in coverage. I was so impressed. And now I have to ask you this question, Hugh, and you might find this difficult to answer because you're part of the question.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the most dominant game by a number 53 in an Eagles uniform ever? I'm just asking. 15 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, 2 quarterback hits. I don't know, Hugh. I mean, I know you had some good games here, but 15 tackles, 2 sacks?
It is kind of reminiscent of back in the day when I got here and, you know, you went out to San Diego.
When you had 4 sacks?
Four and a half.
Four and a half.
I mean, Zach balled out. I gave him his props. I mean, and it's still being written for him. So I'll give him the benefit of that. I want to see more from Zach, but it's a great start. That's a great start in the Eagles uniform.
It's
no
a heck of a
question about it.
It's by far the best game I've seen an Eagles linebacker play since Nigel Bradham when he first got here. He had some good games. Kyle, where do you come down? I'm looking at the 53s in Eagles history. Obviously, Hugh is the top 53.
Leave Hugh alone, man.
No, I'm just asking a question, okay?
So he can ask questions.
Hugh's the gold standard for 53. Nigel Bradham did a good job for a while. We've also had some, you know, pretty nondescript 53s run around here, like Shaq Leonard.
Oh, God.
Najee Good.
Wait a minute. Romanowski?
Bill Romanowski, 94, 95.
But Bradham was a 53.
Bradham, right, yes. So Bradham, Bond now for one game. And mm-hmm. Hugh, that's kind of your, and Romanowski for a couple years. So where do you come down of an all-time 53 game there on Friday?
I got to give it to the 4.5 sacks, man. That's just, like, that kind of performance off the edge.
Wait a second. They lost?
Yeah, we lost that game.
I'm just, can I point out?
That's why that really changes things. Yeah, you know what? I wasn't going to say nothing, but let's be fair.
Never mind. You sucked.
Yeah, we did lose that game.
So, yours was against Ryan Leaf. This was against Jordan Love. I mean, Jordan Love's a good quarterback.
We lost that game.
I don't know.
Coming off the edge is a little more impactful than
Zach Bond came up clutch at the end. So
15 tackles. He did the run, the pass.
And they won. See, the biggest thing is they won. See, I did that in a losing effort. You know what I mean?
Lost him the game, Hill.
It just don't.
If only you would have had 5 sacks and not 4.5.
That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, it's like,
All right, fine. Like, give it to Zach Bond.
All right. Best performance by a 53 in an Eagles uniform. Bond 1, Douglas 2, and Bradham against the Panthers 3.
I'll put a poll up. We'll see.
All right, let's see what people think. 215-592-9494. All jokes aside about the number, he played a whale of a game. I mean,
No, he balled out, man. He balled out. He was, you know, because you remember, we got a chance to talk to him. He kind of got in his feelings when I said defense is not that important.
He did. I'm a big Zach Bond fan for that.
He kind of gave me the middle finger on that one.
You know, and I believe when we had Zach Bond on for training camp, I did mention to him how many sacks you had in this uniform. It's just like tongue in cheek said, like, that's the goal.
Yeah, and then he was like, no disrespect, OG, but I don't know the history. I'm like, no, it's cool.
Well, now here's a new history. The best 53 performance in an Eagles uniform.
Oh, yeah, he balled out. Now.
Bond.
Yeah, I give him his props, though.
Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. And let's check in on some of our polls here to start the show today. Number one, what's the biggest takeaway from the game Friday night? What stood out the most, that they won or Hurts' performance? 75% on the victory. They won. And I do like this result so far. What do you attribute Jalen's performance to more? The new offense, right? New scheme, new coordinator, or Elliott Shore Parks? Did Elliott jinx Jalen with all the interceptionless training camp stuff? Because he threw double the interceptions in one night than he did all of camp.
He did. And that's going to be a stickler for a lot of people, man. Brett Favre threw a lot of interceptions, too, and he went to a Super Bowl. That's all. I just want to put that out
Brett
there.
Brett Favre won MVPs.
No, I'm just saying.
Really?
But
Brett Favre also threw like 35 touchdowns a year.
Brett Favre threw a lot of picks.
Yeah, but you can't turn it over as much as Jalen has and put up 23 touchdowns in a season.
Even
that's not going to cut it.
When he was on his Hall of Fame run.
I'm just saying. Those are Kenny Pickett numbers by Jalen.
He threw a lot of picks.
Yeah, but that's Brett Favre.
No, I'm just saying.
He also made a lot of plays.
No, this is before he was a Hall of Famer. I'm just saying. He threw a lot of picks.
When Jalen wins three MVPs, he could throw up more.
You know, I just recall... You know, Jim Johnson saying in a meeting, hey, just be patient. He's going to throw it to you.
Yeah,
he's
going to throw it to you. That's not who Jalen's supposed to be. He's supposed to be smart, efficient.
He's supposed to be, but I'm just like, I mean, picks are bad. I know that. But hell, Brett Favre threw a lot of them and he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he also had an arm that we don't quite have.
I'm just saying.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
I'm just giving you perspective.
You're just giving all the people out there who want to defend, you know, decisions.
No, I'm just saying. It was a bad.
OG Wade is pumping his fist right now in celebration.
I'm just giving you a frame of reference.
But somewhere in the office, as people are yelling at each other today about Jalen's performance, you know what someone's going to? Did you hear what Hugh said today?
Yeah.
He said Brett Favre threw picks.
He did.
Checkmate.
The headline, Hugh Douglas, Jalen Hurts.
I just thought it was funny because that year, they were calling Jameis 30 for 30. I was just like, wait a minute, Brett Favre threw a lot of picks. I think he had a 30 for 30 season.
Well, that's the foil to your Brett Favre comp. Is it Jameis Winston did the same type of thing?
No, but I'm just saying, it was just, I know it's a different era.
Jameis didn't win the MVPs.
Take care of the football, but boy, Brett Favre threw a lot of picks.
Now, here is one thing I will say, and we can just call this defense of Jalen. Yesterday, if you look across the NFL, a lot of quarterbacks played poorly yesterday.
Yeah,
I mean, it was pretty bad. So yesterday we had only two 300-yard passers, and only 14 quarterbacks got to even 200 yards yesterday. There were 15 quarterbacks yesterday threw for less than 200 yards, or this week I should say, because there were a couple games Friday, obviously, and Thursday. That's a lot. I mean, now a couple of there were some young rookie quarterbacks playing. You kind of feel like that's going to happen once in a while with those guys. But like Kirk Cousins is not a rookie. Kyler Murray's not a rookie. Trevor Lawrence is not a rookie. Deshaun Watson is not a rookie. He's cooked. How about Joe Burrow? I mean, he stunk it up yesterday. So a lot of the passing games in the NFL were on ice yesterday. Jim in Center City. What's up, Jim?
Yo.
Jim.
Dude, what's happening?
What's up?
Hey,
man.
Jim.
So I'm going to start my comments with the following. Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kirk Cousins, Kyle Pitts. You know who took care of those four people yesterday? One guy, T.J. Watt, destroyed the entire game plan, destroyed the entire team.
Jumped
offside
a couple times, too. But they still
won.
So
extrapolate that to what the Eagles are lacking on the edge, and you can see how important that position is. So here's my proposal. Hashtag bring Hassan home. He won't play for the Jets. Don't give the Jets back a 3. Give them back a 7. Just to stick it in Hughes and Douglas's nose. Give him back a seven and bring Hassan
Jim.
Home. So I get somebody on the edge.
Jim, I like this movement. Let's do it. Let's go.
Jim,
yes, sir.
I ask you this question, before you, I talk about Hassan Reddick, are you high?
No, he's
no. I love it.
First of all,
he's
y'all
dead
need
right.
Okay. First of all, y'all need to calm down.
No.
Because that's not gonna happen.
Why not?
It's not gonna happen.
Bring Hassan home. Bring Hassan home.
First of all, Jim, you call up here, get my partner all riled up about nothing.
Exactly.
It's not,
let's go.
Jim,
I'm excited.
It's not gonna happen. Football season has started. We need to move on. Let's move on, shall we?
Absolutely not.
Move on. They have a $51 million edge rusher who got as many pressures as I did on Friday.
And we have to work with what we got, fellas. Let's leave. Hassan Reddick has his own problem. We don't even know. Hassan Reddick ain't even come to the game tonight, which I was right about, by the way.
Exactly.
That's why we should
let y'all know.
Let's apologize and bring him back.
You weren't going to pay him here.
Yeah, we're saying sorry, Hugh, and paying him.
No, ain't nobody saying sorry.
Jim, hashtag it. We got to do
it. I'm sorry, Hassan.
My comments on Jalen, I think to echo Joe, I think you're dead on it, Joe. If you look at, I mean, I taped NFL Red Zone yesterday because it was too beautiful not to be outside all day yesterday. But when I got home, I watched it all, and the quarterback play in the NFL yesterday was horrific. I mean, hashtag horrific, terrible. I mean, when you have Baker Mayfield as the best quarterback by far in the league yesterday, you know the quarterback play was horrific.
Yeah,
so
it really was. So,
Jalen, and see what he did compared to that. I thought Jalen did really well in an offense. And you know what? They always talked about, you know, we used to years ago talk about before 22, Jalen's intangibles.
Mm-hmm.
I think his intangibles showed in the game. He's a gamer, man. He knows how to win. Give him the weapons. Give him Saquon like they did. Give him AJ, and he wins. He's a winner.
Well, he is that, and he's been that since college. He is a winner, and late, he really made some plays with his legs and a couple good throws. Jim, we appreciate a phone call to Devontae to help seal that game. Yeah, to the Jim's point and what I was referencing yesterday, the league average passer rating was 84.9. It's pretty rough. I mean, that's 20 years ago quarterback play.
That was being sunk pretty heavily by Deshaun Watson.
Well,
and so Bryce Young
came in at 32.8. Danny Jones at 44.3.
Yeah, creepy.
And then Deshaun Watson at 51.1.
That will bring an average down.
Oh, my gosh. That's bad. Now, by the way, Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts both came in under that number on Friday. And they weren't bad like the other guys, but they were slightly below for this week. So I don't think Jim's thought on bring Hassan Reddick home is crazy.
It is crazy.
I'm all for it.
Because they're not going to do it.
Yeah, but this is the opportunity's knocking for Howie tonight. As Joe Douglas sits there and sweats when Brock Purdy's throwing touchdowns because Hassan Reddick's sitting at home laughing and getting fined $800,000 tonight. This is when Howie's got to make that phone call. Joe, I'll take your problem off your hands. Send him back.
I'll tell you what, man. Woo. I mean, I hear what y'all saying, but the Jets had a pretty damn good defense before Hassan got there. He was just another piece.
But they lost Huff and replaced him with Reddick.
Yeah, but was it Quinnen Williams and his brother, the linebacker? They got some guys they can hunt up front, man.
Forget about the Jets. Where was our pass rush on Friday?
It was there.
No, it wasn't. It was nowhere.
Okay, You're lying.
I lied. I lied. It was one pressure.
It was non-existent.
No, but the secondary. Boy, that secondary.
Hassan Reddick plays for the D-line, last I checked.
So there's two.
Hey, that secondary, though. How about that secondary play?
All right, there's two ways to look at Friday. And then we did this a lot with games last
year. It was slippery.
It was slippery. Okay, that's one way. We can look at it that way. They were tough and they were gutty, right, to not allow the touchdown to the red zone. There's another world where if Jordan Love doesn't slip a couple times and they don't drop a couple passes. No, the Eagles give up 45 on Friday.
Yeah, it's a bunch of ifs out there.
I know, but
a whole lot of ifs.
When you don't get near the quarterback, those ifs some become
I tell you what, T.J. Watt was out there balling, but he jumped off sides a couple times. He was jumping the snap count. And they didn't adjust to that. The center did not adjust to that at all.
I would kill to have a T.J. Watt on this team, no matter how many times he jumps off sides.
I'm glad Jim brought that up, because we're going to play the Falcons next. And I think as the week goes on, we'll talk more about the game. There's going to be an assumption like, well, the Eagles are going to blow the Falcons out. They're not that good. They lost to the Steelers.
They got pretty decent defense.
Well, they lost to the Steelers because T.J. Watt wrecked the game. Who's our T.J. Watt next Monday?
Jalen Carter.
Okay. I mean, that'd be wonderful.
Jordan Davis needs to play better, too, by the way. I mean, I'm not down on him like most people are. But it was a couple times. He don't go the way that they're trying to block you. You got to fight against that block. A couple times, He was on skates.
I thought he was better early in the game.
Come on, big dog. Like if they're putting pressure on you, that means the play is probably coming the way that they're trying to move you out of. So you can't go with the block, man. You can't go with the block.
What do we make of what happened with the run defense? Early it was good. I thought the first few possessions, and then Josh Jacobs got going. Hugh, you concerned about that?
I was, and I was like, why didn't they just keep running the ball? Especially with the track being as bad as it was or as slippery as it was. If they had ran the ball, it probably would have been a different ball game.
They ran it 21 times for 163, 7-8 a carry.
It was a bunch of miscues in that game last night. Like, I thought it was kind of interesting that you went for two as early as you did.
Yeah, I think LaFleur is kind of a dopey in-game coach. I don't think he knows what he's doing in the games.
Sirianni kind of coached circles around him in terms of, like, in-game decision-making.
I agree. Yeah, I thought the same thing.
It's interesting.
I mean, LaFleur is obviously a good play designer.
Yeah, you say interesting, huh?
What, you want Sirianni?
Well, just like, you know, it's the whole, what does Sirianni do here? I mean, we did see what he did here.
Went to that touch bush one time too many, though.
Hugh's right on that.
Y'all did. They went to the touch bush one time too many, man.
Well, why is it one time too many? Just because they didn't succeed?
Yeah, it was just...
They fumbled a snap.
Let the running back.
Sirianni's
fault. But didn't it get stopped once before that?
I think, yes, they did. Yeah. I mean, look, you could maybe give... You could give Saquon the ball a little bit more in that situation, but it almost like at a certain point when the tush push is that successful, doesn't it seem counterproductive to like run backwards to hand off a football when you could just dive forward and get a yard?
It wasn't that productive the other night though. I keep saying last night, but the other night.
Center. They'll work it out.
I'm not that worried about the center exchange stuff. They'll figure that. That's they got to figure that together. Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, Josh.
Monday.
What's up, buddy?
All right, so let me get my note out, because I took notes over the weekend. And, I mean, first things first, and you guys been hitting on it. One of the things that I mentioned to you on Friday was where I was focused up, right? Middle of the defense.
Yeah.
You know? Middle of the defense, right? I want to see Jordan Davis, right? I want to see those Mike linebacker. In this conversation, I mean, Bond. You know, all the way through the first quarter into the second quarter, he was the only guy on the field that had a dirty uniform. You know what I mean? He was hunting, and it was awesome. Now, Jordan Davis, we may be needing to put an APB out on him. Same with our boy Huff. However, Jalen Carter was getting held the whole damn game. Period.
He was. I mean, it was a lot. Yeah, I mean, you could tell, Josh.
I was always told if you're getting held, that's your fault.
Well, but you're getting held. It's more difficult to make a play, is it not?
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, not to pull this card, but like being a former NFL defensive lineman, that's every time I would complain about being held, Tommy Brady would be like, hey, if he's holding you, that's your fault.
That's before you were plant-based, though.
Hey, wait, bring it back full circle.
Speaking of that,
I'm just saying, what's up?
Just to let you know, my friend, when you end up at the Golden Corral, they ain't using plant-based butter up there.
No, listen.
There's no chance they are.
I was told plant-based butter at the Golden Corral.
Listen, I was told that they also don't use to-go plates. And I was like, we've got to change that policy.
You can't have to-go plates at a buffet.
I'm
all you can eat while you're there.
Okay, well, you know what I'm about to do? I'm about to bring some Tupperware there. I'm about to bring some Tupperware, man.
You're destroying the
some of that food got to come home with me, Joe.
The business plan of a buffet means
food got to come home with me,
now,
man.
Now, all you can eat while you're in the building.
Man, because I was listening to what they had. We didn't got off track, did we? Okay,
yeah,
go back. Say what you got to say, Josh. My bad, because I'm about to get off track.
I'm interested to hear what you have to say. You better bet it, because I brought it up. So here's the thing, right? Jalen Hurts, too. Jalen Hurts. With all the criticism, this, that, and the other, right, in this new scheme, he's 100% going to work these kinks out. And, you know, you saw coming out of the half just a little bit of difference in his body language at the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is going to gain momentum, and I have absolutely zero concern because, again, week one and our offense – once it got the wheels underneath the wagon, was no joke. Everybody we got a stable full of thoroughbreds, for crying out loud. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
So here's the thing. We 6 of 11. So we get points. We had the ball 11 times. We take points.
Don't worry about it. I do that every day. Don't worry about it. You got it.
Oh, man. You cooking, man. You cooking. Weekends on the Hughes.
Yeah, I got you, dog. You cooking, dog. We got you.
Yeah, I'm cooking. So, Mekhi Becton, right? Never playing guard before. My man can play guard. Straight up. He played a hell of a game. A couple miscues at center. But I'm going to tell you what. That interior of the line, once they get going, they're going to be hunting, too. And, you know, lastly, N'Kobe Dean. Couple mistakes. But I'm going to tell you what, he was out there hunting too. And I like that. I think it's promising. And for all the criticism that he's taken, man, let's see him ball out, because we know his boy Jordan Davis ain't worth a lick right now. And I'm going to be honest with you.
I think it is, man.
Yeah, strong.
Well, we're still searching for him. He's got to make some plays. Josh, man, we appreciate it, buddy. Good phone call. Here's the positives out of Jalen and why you should feel good about the offense moving forward. They scored 34 despite a lot of turnovers, right? Way too many turnovers. They put the ball on the ground. They threw intercepts. They still scored 34. Jalen Hurts with motion was 15 of 21 for and over 10 yards an attempt. He was really good when they had motion. He could see the field clearly. Mm-hmm. And Jalen Hurts against the blitz, that's as good as he's looked against the blitz in 2 years. That's the good. If he cleans up the mistakes, the mental errors, and stops throwing the ball in harm's way, they're going to score a lot of points. I don't know if it's Hugh Douglas's 30 or 35 points per game or 50,000, whatever he predicted, but they'll score a lot of points if Jalen...
I do throw some big numbers out there.
Yeah, sometimes. If they just protect the football, they will score a lot of points. All right, 215-592-9494. Your call is coming up next segment. React to Friday's win, your biggest takeaway from the game. We'll get to the Phillies at 1, their magic number. Bryce Harper, not exactly in agreement with me on something I've been saying. We'll get to that as well. Midday show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. If you're losing more and more of your hair down the shower drain each day, or your hairline is disappearing, you need to visit my friend Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He will personally perform the most natural-looking hair restoration using cutting-edge artist robotic or neograft FUE. Newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back, call Dr. Rafi at 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100, and get your confidence back. Or visit PhillyHairMD.com. That's PhillyHairMD.com.
Hurts. Now he backs up again, says something to Barkley. Two receivers to the near side. Jahan Dotson to the far side. Hurts back. Hurts looking. Hurts looping it. And it is caught for a touchdown by Barkley. Barkley for a touchdown and a perfect pass as he beats Isaiah McDuffie.
That's the matchup you want to exploit.
And exploit it they did for a touchdown. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Julia, one of three touchdowns for Saquon Barkley Friday night against the Green Bay Packers. The best debut we've seen around here in a long time. First Eagle to score three touchdowns, first game with the team since some guy named Terrell Owens back in 2004.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you guys a question. I need some betting advice here, all right? By the way, speaking of betting advice, a certain show hit their parlay on Friday. Certain midday show hit their first FanDuel Sportsbook parlay on Friday. And I got to give us some credit for that one, because we worked through some adversity there as we put that parlay together. You know, Hugh was, you were kind of waffling with us. You were wondering if we were on the right side of the Saquon number.
Well,
and we talked through it.
I was right, but I also was right on Kyle, because I said I had a feeling Saquon was going to have a big day
on the ground,
rushing the ball.
Now, you were right, but he also got over the number received.
Yeah, I had to talk you into, like, totally.
Yeah, because you thought I was
throwing that one away.
Sabotage. But
you did. We won the bet, so you almost did sabotage.
No, I'm saying, because I was like, you stepped in and you intervened, but I was like, man, it just feels like he's going to have a big day.
Well, he did. Now, it was a healthy debate, and we landed on the right side of the parlay, so we're one for one. But I have another bet I'm wondering, I'm going to throw by you guys. Saquon Barkley, 11-1, Offensive Player of the Year. Crazy? Not crazy?
Offensive Player of the Year?
Mm-hmm. 11-1.
I'll take that.
Look, I wouldn't have bet this before the season, but if he stays healthy, and they use him the way they used him, I mean, at least close to the way he used him Friday, I don't think he's going to get that many touches per game. He's going to put up monster numbers, and he could score a lot of touchdowns in this offense.
He's put teams on notice. Now, you know, going into this game, or Atlanta coming into this game here in Philly, they're not going to let him do that.
No, I'm sure there'll be more emphasis on him.
It's going to be interesting to see how, you know, this could be a running back game. This could be a running back heavy game.
Bijan got a lot of carries yesterday. It could be Bijan against Saquon. I'm just saying, if Jalen's going to continue to be a little bit shaky with turnovers, if I'm Kellen Moore, guess what I'm doing in the red zone? I'm handing the ball to that guy.
Yeah.
I'm giving it to Saquon. I'm not risking turnovers. I think Saquon could be off. You know, health is obviously the paramount, but you saw the bones of what could be a big, big season for him. Anthony is up on WIP. What's up, Anthony?
Guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, Anthony. Man? What's up, pal?
Hey, real quick, to me, guys, but you guys are the best show on this station, man. I appreciate you and Kaja, and you guys keep my work day going when I'm way out here in South Florida.
Well, Anthony, we appreciate you listening, buddy. What are you feeling today?
Hey, listen.
We listen.
Mm-hmm.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
All right, let's put Anthony back on hold. I mean, we love him. He loves the show. We got to be able to hear him, though.
What'd you say? Mm-hmm.
Listen. Mm-hmm. I'm listening. All right, let's get to Steve at Trenton here. What's up, Steve?
Steve.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? Good morning, everybody. Hey, you, Kyle. How you doing?
Hey, Steve. Man? What's up, pal?
Kyle, you have a long birthday weekend or something? I've been hearing you too much today.
Well, I mean, just letting the guys react to the game.
Just doing his, he's doing his thing. He's doing his thing. Yeah, he usually,
more Kyle, noted.
You know, here's what, Steve, here's what you'll notice. When it's a happy day, a lot of times you'll hear less from Kyle. When he's angry and mad, you hear more from Kyle.
Or if one of us say something he doesn't agree with.
Yeah, so today I guess we're saying enough nice things about a victory that he's happy. All right, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, so but yeah, the way I was, you know, first thing when I wanted to look at that game, how I wanted to evaluate it, was the Kellen Moore stuff. What is he going to change? Obviously, all the motion was great. I mean, that was helping us out. And then Jalen Hurts against the blitz was great. I love that one where he gave the out route to AJ. You know, he took the hit, but if he, you know, keeps making those passes and shows that he can handle the blitz like that, they're not going to be able to blitz him like that. So anyway, it was great. The only thing that I did see from last season that seemed to stick around that I haven't heard anybody talk about yet, little too often it seems like Hurts gets those 4, 5, 6 seconds in the pocket. And he's looking downfield, and he still doesn't get the check down. That's the one thing that I was surprised, I felt like was the only issue with the turnover at the offense that's still there from last year, which makes me think that it's probably not an OC issue. It's probably Jalen. And it looks like Jalen, whenever he has that time, he's looking deep and he's holding it. I feel like with all the weapons we have, Goddard, Saquon, I'd rather dump that off and get some yards after the catch, but it seems like he's holding it still a little bit, and I wonder if that's something that's going to change, how they're going to work on that. But, you know, I'm not trying to focus on the negative because they did great, and the offense looked great with the Kellen Moore revamp, but I just wanted to hear you guys' take on that.
Yeah, Steve, well, we appreciate it, man. Good hearing from you. I liked a lot what I saw from Kellen Moore. Hugh, the motion, they got guys open easily. Like,
yeah.
Last year that was so difficult, even though they had two great receivers. It felt like a challenge for them just to get guys open. You watch other teams, you watch the Rams, like, you know, Cooper Kupp last night, he's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
But McVay gets him open. He gets him in space, and then he takes care of the rest. We didn't do that last year, but on Friday, they got guys open. Like, that touchdown to Saquon was a designed touchdown. All Hurts had to do was put it on the money, and he did. But we didn't have that last year.
Yeah, and I think part of that is because we have a legit threat at the running back spot, man, for whatever reason. And not trying to, you know, harp on the fact that we had a Pro Bowl running back here, but it was just different. You know, it was not one of the, it wasn't Saquon Barkley, and for him to be the threat that he was, Swift was a good running back, but there were a lot of times, man. Like I said, there was a lot left to be desired. It felt like when he ran the football.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh, like yesterday, I agree with you, and yesterday Swift had 10 carries for 30 yards, and he wasn't doing much yesterday. You know what might be the truth? Swift's just a product of good offensive lines. I'm not saying he's bad,
mm-hmm.
but he's not as good as his numbers. You notice the last 2 years, the Lions and the Eagles both said we're good.
Yeah, because it's just different. It's different when you have a running back. Like, man, Saquon hit those holes the other night. He caught that wheel route. Like, he made some things happen, and he's one of them cats, man. That as we progress through this season, like you said, Joe, if he stays healthy. You're going to look at, when you go into the game, you're going to be like, hey, they got a three-headed monster. Like, they got skinny Batman, they got big Batman, and they got that hammer back there toting the rock that's a lot to defend. And after, like, it's going to progress to the point where you'll see that play action, that run read, and as a defender, it's going to freeze those linebackers, and it's going to allow those secondary players like Dallas Goedert to get behind people. The thing about this offense, because I heard somebody say something about the fact we didn't get Dallas Goedert that involved. First game of the season, man.
Also,
like, there's a lot that this offense is going to evolve.
Yes. Also, someone's got to be the fourth option. Yeah. And let's be real. He's the fourth option. I mean, like,
And some games he'll be the first. Because I'll say this. I would venture to say that they didn't go into this game thinking that Saquon Barkley was going to be the focal point. It just worked out that way.
And they wanted to close the game at the end.
Yes,
yeah.
It worked out that way because it's like, man, you got to ride the hot hand. Like, you can't be an offensive coordinator, in my opinion, that goes to the game and say, oh, you know what? Kind of like what Green Bay did. We throwing the ball no matter what because we got this quarterback we just gave all this money to. We got to justify that. They did. That's why they lost. They were running the ball well. Like, as the game progressed and you saw we were going tit for tat. We're going, they would score, we would score, they would score. Like, part of that was because they were running the ball.
They were.
They were running the ball with Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs had 16 carries for 84
the
yards.
The other kid ran the ball in one possession, too, for well.
What, Emmanuel Wilson?
Yeah, he had like 40 yards.
Yeah, 46, yeah. But it's like they ran for 163 yards. Like, if they would have stayed with the run, ain't no telling what we'd be talking about.
Well, it might be a different story today, that's for sure. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. Your reaction to the victory, Jalen Hurts' is up and down performance, the game as the Eagles move to 1-0 with a win over the Packers. All right, 1 o'clock hour, your calls. We'll look at the Phillies, who had kind of an uneven weekend. No one was paying attention yesterday, though they played like it. And, of course, a look around the NFL after week one. All coming your way on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.